From Psalm chapter 60, verse 5. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. Psalm 60, verse 5. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, November 14th, 2022. Hi, Marianne.
Hey there, Mark. Hey. It's almost Thanksgiving.
Almost Thanksgiving.
Feels like it.
Yeah, we've already wished people a Merry Christmas. You did that almost, is that like 2 weeks ago?
Oh, I've been doing that the whole 2 weeks since.
Oh, yeah.
I bought Christmas things. Let's not get started.
Yeah.
I love Christmas.
Well, it's Monday, and is our habit a great habit to have. We talk about prayer. We practice prayer. We have conversations about prayer. In fact, that reminds me, this Thursday, our prayer gathering, our community-wide prayer gathering will be happening at 7 p.m. here at the Great News Media Center. I don't know if you knew, Marianne, 2 weeks ago we met over across the lot.
I
won't say much about it, but it was great accommodations, and a bunch of us sat around in one big circle and prayed and worshiped, and so we'll be doing that again this Thursday night. Basically, we start at 7 p.m., but if you come at 6:30, we usually have treats or soup or something to nibble on and fellowship time, and then right at 7 o'clock we usually open up with Jean Rene Bellaquita with his guitar singing in a time of worship, and then at some point we then go into prayer, and then at another point between some testimony time and people sharing scripture or insights, we'll have some conversation, and then we usually close out our time with some more prayer. So that'll happen this Thursday night. If you want more information, just call the station, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, and we can give you the directions or information. But we usually meet between 7, and we're done on or before 8:30. So sometimes it's 8:15, 8:12, sometimes maybe right at 8:30, but so you can plan accordingly. Know that this Thursday night, come and join us for a time of prayer between 7 and 8:30. And if you come after 6:30, you might get a treat or two and have some good fellowship time.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, so it's nice to be talking about prayer. I know the last 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, Marianne, we've specifically talked and discussed prayer and fasting. And it looks like we'll be finishing up chapter 6 today on how to fast more effectively. And then there's all sorts of, I think, 7 things. And then there's another 7 things. And then there's 8
7
things.
And,
yeah, 8 comments, 8,
8
topics, 8
Nobody
questions.
Knows what you're talking
yeah.
about.
So if you turn to page 107, you'll know what we're talking about in our book, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. And so we might even get into chapter 7. We'll see how much time we have, but we're going to learn a little more about how to fast more effectively.
Yeah, and he's got some guidelines here. And you know, Mark, a lot of people have told me they've been quite convicted about this fasting.
Yeah, well, has been the case for both of us as we've talked about it, and those patterns of three we've talked about, and even myself beginning a new different practice of prayer and fasting. So. Hopefully many of you have maybe taken to heart some of the things that have been said and shared or read over the air, and you'll have some stories to tell us in the coming days of your prayer and fasting experience.
That'd be great. Okay, 107 is the page, and he's got some ideas here for how to fast more effectively. And this section is titled, Before You Begin. So number one is, determine from what and for how long you plan to fast. Will you be fasting for one meal, one full day, 3 days, or a week? Will you be abstaining from just solid food or food and juice or television or the internet or the newspaper or sweets?
And I want to emphasize, for many people, they have different ways to fast or fasting from different things or different time periods. So let it be individualized. There's no set format. I mean, there are some formats, some practices, but determine before the Lord what you want to do. But it is important to set out a plan, because if you say, well, I'm just going to fast, and you don't have a determined amount of time, then it's like, well, how are you going to know?
Yeah, you know, I think it's good to fast from TV and the internet and so forth. I think that traditionally and historically, fasting meant from food.
Right, right.
And sometimes food and water, but certainly food. And so I think that's the kind of hard one in a lot of ways. But you know, the times I've gone without news or internet or TV have really mattered to me. So that's real, too.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, go through some of the reasons for fasting mentioned in this chapter and set some objectives for your fast.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah, that is.
Have it be purposeful. Mm-hmm. Because if you just go into it, yes, you could certainly grow close to the Lord. And anytime you have those hunger pains, you think about Him.
Definitely.
But try to be intentional, maybe with a goal in mind or a specific area you want prayed over or seeking direction or clarity or healing, whatever it is. Go in it purposeful and with some specific maybe intent.
Mm-hmm. Number three, prepare yourself spiritually by repenting of any and every possible sin.
Mm.
Fasting cleanses your body while confession cleanses your heart.
Mm.
You know, I would add that I think, at least my own experience, fasting also cleanses your heart.
Yeah.
It just makes you start thinking and acknowledging some things.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, prepare yourself physically by cutting down to smaller meals. I didn't do that. Mm. A few days prior to beginning your fast. Especially prior to starting a fast of a week or more, start shrinking your stomach by eating smaller amounts.
Mm.
Don't gorge yourself with the last meal before you start fasting. That's a temptation.
Yeah, that's true. But I've never cut down or minimized. I kind of go all or nothing.
Yeah,
and just, you know, when
start,
it's time, it's time.
Start or, when you start. Yeah.
Or I have my pattern a certain time where I said, that's it. And then, you know, I've talked about this before, but I like the 40 hours. And I think because of some of my scheduling, I've skipped meals throughout my life for so many years. It's not a big deal to skip a meal because I've missed meals.
Yeah.
I've missed dozens and dozens, thousands of meals.
Has more impact to skip 40 hours of meals,
yeah,
right?
So, yeah, for me to really sacrifice and feel it, it has to be a greater period of time because, gosh, like I said, I skip meals all the time, so that's not much. But, again, for anyone maybe doing this for the first time, take baby steps. Don't suddenly go something radical. See how you can do it or, as mentioned here, begin cutting down or maybe missing or thinking about missing just one meal or portions of what you would eat in a meal is maybe the best starter for you.
Number five, try to plan to be less busy during the period you will be fasting. One of the goals is to be able to concentrate on God as much as possible.
Hmm. Yeah, it reminds me of the days, you know, long ago when I worked for Jewel Food Stores.
Right.
And there'd be periodic times I'd fast. And it's easy to fast if you're out in the yard or away from food.
Mm-hmm.
But when you walk by the chef's kitchen or the bakery or you see food or you go into the fast food restaurant with a friend, suddenly that's when it's really tempting and hard because you smell the food. And sometimes if you're new to fasting, it might be good to be mindful of if you're going to be out or around other food because it does become a lot harder when you smell, oh, that coffee cake smells so good, or that coffee, or whatever it is. So determine a plan in advance.
Yeah. Number six, set aside ample time to spend with God.
Mm.
Number seven, consider the effect fasting may have on your taking of prescription medications.
Yeah.
That is true. Some things have to be taken with food. Can you skip a day or two? Can you take the medication with juice?
Yeah.
No, that's really good.
Yeah, and we've mentioned this in past weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you may need to consult your doctor
or
your health practitioner, somebody that would know what you can and can't do. And so if you're in a situation, please contact those that might need to know that you're fasting. I know generally you want to fast in privacy, you know, between you and God. You don't want to broadcast it like the Pharisees did and with the big robes and out on the public square.
Right, so everybody knows.
Yeah, but there may be some cases where you do have to convey to somebody because of health situations or other things that might limit you. So please be cognizant of that.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between making sure the people you really want to know that you're fasting know, and making sure that, like, someone close to you knows that's what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, other practical advice and observations. Hmm. Number one, try to limit physical activities. Mm-hmm. Number two, drink a lot of liquid and expect to visit the facilities more frequently. And some people fast from all liquids, and that is totally fine, but you really need to know your limit mm-hmm. in terms of fasting from mm-hmm. water mm-hmm. because we can't do that right. for right. over, what is it, like a certain amount of days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number three, be prepared for some headaches or joint pain yeah. as your body detoxifies. The headaches may be worse if you've been using large amounts of nicotine and or caffeine.
Yeah, the headaches, be prepared for those. And be mindful that when you get headaches, you can become a little more irritable. And I yeah. do have that tendency, and I hate it, but yeah. I get a little irritable, and I'm sometimes on edge, and I don't like to be a grouch. I mean, it kind of defeats the purpose of fasting.
A little bit.
And so it's like,
I'm really mad, but I'm doing it.
Yeah. And you want to treat people with respect and love and care. And sometimes I can be like walking on eggshells. And so you do want to be cognizant of who's going to be around you when you're fasting. And if you have a tendency to be irritable,
this may not help.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But it might.
Yeah.
You know, that's the strange thing about fasting.
Yeah.
We can get convicted and our hearts changed yeah. without even realizing it hardly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number four, build up gradually. Start with one meal. The next time, go for a whole day. Then fast for 3 days, then a week.
Hmm.
Number five, most people can fast 1 to 3 days regardless of the busyness of their schedule.
Yeah.
Number six, you may tell others about your fast, but do not boast.
Yeah, that's what you're mm-hmm. right. Yeah.
And then number seven, the longer the fast, the more gradually it needs to be broken. Do not break a long fast with a heavy meal. You know, one great thing to break a fast with is dates. Fresh, real, actual Middle Eastern dates.
Mm.
That's how the Middle Eastern people break fasts. And it really works because there's sugar in it, but there's fiber in it, and it's just perfect.
Oh, what's interesting about this, the longer the fast, and I know sadly this happened to many of the Holocaust victims because they had gone without food for so long, and the GIs and
yeah,
the people,
yeah.
when they came to the camps, they had chocolate bars and all yeah. this food, and a number of the Holocaust victims, a number of those that were part of the Holocaust or in those camps.
Yeah.
died within a few days because their bodies
oh.
couldn't take in all this food, and they didn't know better, and nobody knew. They just saw these starving people,
yeah,
so
yeah,
they
yeah.
gave them all these foods, and there were terrible consequences because their bodies just couldn't adapt, and they died after
yeah, yeah.
all that.
Well, you know, there's a really huge difference between fasting and starvation.
Right, right.
And those people were starving.
Right.
And
right.
they were in dreadful shape. And I've seen in Africa, I saw people starving. And that's not fasting.
Yeah, yeah.
But
no.
yeah, you're right. You do need to break it correctly.
Right.
Okay, still more advice and encouragement. If you have never fasted before, try it. You really have nothing to lose and much to gain.
Mm, amen.
And this is number two. You don't have to be a spiritual giant to fast. Remember, in the first few centuries of Christian history, most believers fasted 2 days a week. Oh, he brought that up again.
Yeah, I think this is like about the 15th time we've
yeah,
heard this
it,
2 days
it's sinking
a week.
In. It's sinking
yeah,
in.
Yeah. Okay, God. Sorry.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Three, also your fast does not have to be a 40-day fast to be effective.
Mm-hmm.
While many effective spiritual leaders have completed a 40-day fast, most haven't. Number four, if you fast regularly, realize that most of the time, there's no immediate spiritual experience attached. Fasting is a spiritual discipline that allows God to transform you little by little, step by step, as you humble yourself and seek His face.
Hmm.
Number five, fasting is good for your body, but not necessarily easy. Physically, I generally feel lousy the first day or two of fasting, but in the days following, I feel great. I have more clarity and energy.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, when you fast and pray, you may want to ask God, please do in me what you need to do, and do for me what you want to do.
Hmm. Hey, say that maybe one more time, a little slower. This is one of those alerts. This, I think, is something for us to be, yeah, those news alerts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please do in me what you need to do, and do for me what you want to do.
Hmm.
Number seven. Consider fasting one 24-hour day a week. from sundown one day to sundown the next day. That is the model practiced by the disciples.
And if it's good enough for the disciples, it's good enough
for you
and me. Oh, yeah.
What's that song? Old time religion, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me or something. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That reminds me of one of my favorite songs. I've forgotten it till now for a while. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. We're so busy saying, you need to pray, you need to pray. me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Okay, number 8. Remember the God who sees in secret will reward openly. Fasting is a secret service that can aid in bringing open answers to prayer.
All right. And then what's interesting about this book, another great aspect of it, at the end of each chapter, there's usually an application worksheet, like a page or two devoted to some questions to help you apply what you maybe just learned or initiate a new practice. And it usually gives you some space to journal some things. It might have like 1, 2, 3 or other things, bullet points, and then it has some questions for you to go through. So maybe take us through some of the application worksheet for chapter 6.
Okay, we can kind of end there. He says, what are 2 or 3 key thoughts you want to remember from this chapter? And then you can write those down, 3 places. Do you believe that God is prompting you to fast?
Yeah, so that would be a question that Marianne and I will ask all of you. Do you believe, in light of maybe here in today's program or the series of programs that we've been speaking out on Monday about prayer and fasting, might God be prompting you to fast? So please think about that. Answer that in your mind.
That's a powerful question, Mark. How long do you think God would have you fast? I guess that's between each person and God.
Yeah.
What do you think he wants you to abstain from during your fast? What prayer requests are prompting your fast?
Yeah, and that goes back to be intentional. Is there a purpose behind your fast? You know, and some will say, you know, they want to lose a little weight. Well, that's okay. You're a consequence of fasting.
Probably not the way to do it. What are the objectives of your fast? That's a good one. And you know, my word, I'm so glad, and I have to finish the whole thought. I'm so glad he did not bring up the whole early church and the first century and the second century. But yet, I'm so glad he did throughout this chapter, because I feel a bit thrashed and also a bit highly convicted by that church of the first and second century. Those people fasted and the world turned on its axis practically. I mean, it's just... It has been so convicting to me, Mark.
And I want to define that word a little for some of our listeners, the conviction or healthy conviction, because healthy, God-honoring conviction generally or usually will draw you towards God, towards Him. Condemnation, which is never from God, is from the evil one that will usually have you turn away from God. When you feel condemned or condemnation, that's not of God. Healthy conviction will turn you towards God. And so I've felt the same way. Healthy conviction, like, Lord, help me initiate this practice in new ways or in different ways or in a more consistent manner.
Well, you know, it's interesting because condemnation in many respects is a feeling. It's a feeling, an emotion, a feeling of condemnation. Unless someone is attempting to condemn you, you know, to prison or something. Otherwise, it's a feeling. I feel condemned. I feel condemnation. Conviction is not so much a feeling. It's a little bit. Conviction is it feels like a truth is descending into your mind. It's like, I feel very convicted that I really need to, like, spend more time with my kids. It has some emotion in it, but it's not an overly emotionalized state.
And I always think of healthy conviction generally draws you toward God or the need and recognizing the good God that He is, where the condemnation has you turn away from God because it's coming from the evil one and it's, you know, used of the devil to have you run from God. And so I love healthy conviction, and I think hopefully many of you are feeling a need to pray in maybe new ways or more frequently, or a need to attempt maybe your first fast, or to begin that practice again. So, Marianne, I'm looking furiously to if I can find that song, Standing in the Need of Prayer, but I'm going to close out with the song to encourage our listeners.
I love that song. I used to sing that song like every day. It's not my brother. It's not my sister. It's life-changing because we think everybody else needs to change. It's not my brother. It's not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Well, we're going to do our best, and we'll close out the program with that. Pray, everyone. Entertain the idea of fasting periodically, maybe twice a, twice a week.
You're
we'll
going to end with that, aren't you? But it's true. It's true. I'm good.
And we just pray you'll draw closer to God as a result. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the preacher, not the deacon, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the preacher, not the deacon, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father, not my mother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father, not my mother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the stranger, not my neighbor, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the stranger, not my neighbor, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of